Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Charlie Batch is on the call with Pomp. Charlie Batch is on the Fan Morning Show at 9:30 today. So hour and a half from right now, we talk to the greatest man in Homestead Munhall history, seemingly. He or George Campbell, is that the guy's name that the field is named after that worked in Silicon Valley for a long time? It's Charlie Batch or him, one would think.
I'll give it to Charlie.
Yeah, Bob, my friend Bob Ando coming in third or fourth.
Charlie beat the Ravens that one time.
He did beat the Ravens that one. There you go, the hug. How about that hug? Oh, man, was that a moment? Was that a viral moment on social media? Charlie was crying. Man, was that one of the greatest feel-good moments in Steelers history of our vintage? Because of how much it meant to Charlie. Yeah. And didn't we all feel like we were Charlie Batch in that moment? It was like he was just an extension of us. It was like they found some guy that was a Western PA guy to go play quarterback that game. And man, we feel it.
It was like, hey, one of us got a chance to go out there and quarterback the Steelers for the, and look, he beat the Ravens. You're right. It was fantastic.
Oh, man. That was, oh, that hug. Was that guy's name George Campbell? Now that I'm thinking about this, yeah. No, Bill Campbell. Bill Campbell's his name, not George Campbell. I knew I said it wrong. Yes, it's Bill Campbell. The field's named after him. He was like a gigantic guy in the tech world.
Really?
He was a coach at one of the, maybe Columbia or Dartmouth. He was a football coach. You don't know about this guy? This guy's like one of the low-key great Western Pennsylvanians.
Okay.
Bill Campbell is his name. And he was like the icon and the guy that taught Bezos and Bill Gates and all those guys how to do business.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Columbia.
Was it Columbia? Yeah. Bill Campbell. And he was like their mentor. He was the original Apple guys. Hmm. And he's just a dude from Munhall. Wild ass story. Yes.
That's crazy.
Passed away in 2016.
Yes, he did. He did. But yeah, crazy. You got to read up on this guy. I read up on him one time. Because I'm like, what's all this stuff named after him?
Wow.
And he's just a brilliant guy.
Him, Charlie Batch.
And Bob Ando.
Luke Getsy, Gabby Barrett.
Luke Getsy. Yep. Gabby Barrett. Oh, there you go. A lot of people from Munhall. Richard Bazzi.
Is he from Munhall?
Munhall guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're coming out of the woodwork now. There's going to be two Mont Rushmores over there. Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. All right, Mike Tomlin had something to say about skill v. talent.
He's got talent, but there's a difference between talent and skills. And that's what we're trying to educate him and others regarding. God gives them the talent. We develop the skill in settings like this. Relative to the positions that they play.
He's speaking of George Campbell. George Pickens. What am I talking about? That's why George was on my tongue. He's speaking of George Pickens, the receiver, who has wowed people at camp, rookie from Georgia, yada, yada, yada. We get it. Let's say that he develops, and it's skill v. talent and all that jumbled into one, and then it comes out, and yes, he's great, and he's wonderful. We have confidence that's going to happen as Steeler fans because receivers come here, no matter if they're taken in the first round, they take it in the sixth round, whether it's Antonio Holmes, whether it's Antonio Brown, they develop and they help this football team. That's been the way of the world with the Pittsburgh Steelers since Mike Tomlin has been coach. That's even before that, since Bill Cowher has been coach. That's all great, but why is there this uncanny knack to develop receivers? It's time to develop linemen. It's time to develop linebackers. They got it for the first time. Make skill v. talent happen with a quarterback. Do we have confidence that's going to happen at other positions? Because for me, that's a true question right now.
I do. It's happened in the past. I mean, offensive lineman David DeCastro, Marquise Pouncey. I mean, there's so many guys from the past that have developed and became really good players. I mean, you look at linebackers, Lawrence Timmons. You know, he's a guy that, you know, was drafted, in the first round, but was a smaller guy and ended up having a fantastic career. They have, well, at least Mike Tomlin has developed linebackers in other positions. I really am on board with this because of what he has, especially on defense, for what he has surrounded himself with coaching-wise on defense, with Flores, with Austin. Those guys right there, they have made a career out of developing players.
So that's the key. All the guys you mentioned there are first-rounders.
Right.
And I think my question is, can they develop guys who aren't first rounders? You know, the examples
no
we think
of. No team hinges on non-first rounders more than this one. Because
and no position group more than the offensive line.
Agreed.
Littered with third and fourth rounders. Can they develop those guys? Now, in the past, Ramon Foster, Al Villanueva, those guys were developed, right, by Munchak. Are they going to develop Dan Moore Jr.,
fourth
Kevin
rounder,
Dotson,
fourth rounder,
Chukwuma Okorafor, third rounder?
Right.
Are they going to develop Kendrick Green, third rounder? Those guys. That's the question.
Because unless that happens, because, okay, we could talk about the receivers making spectacular plays. We could talk about the defensive backs doing good things in practice. We could talk about the linebackers even coming up and, you know, Miles Jack's going to make plays. It all falls apart unless the linemen are developed.
Oh, big time. And I have zero faith right now that they're going to get developed because I've never seen Pat Meyer get the job done. And when he was hired, there was a big groundswell of criticism because he hadn't done a great job in his previous place, according to a lot of people who were covering the team. So I'm worried about that. They've got great skill position talent. They know how to develop skill position talent. I think Mitch Trubisky's an okay quarterback and could have a good season with the skill position talent. But is Dan Moore Jr. going to take a step forward this year? I have no idea.
Offensive line development is so unique because, you know, it's not one of those positions where if you have one guy, you'll be fine there. Like, they have to develop together. Like, and if you have a coach, if you have an assistant coach that can, an offensive coordinator that has the right schemes and has the right plays to call and, you know, different teaming drills that you do with offensive line, if you have that intact and you develop it as a unit, that's whenever you become good, because other positions you can develop individually and have team success.
Because I'll just say it. Okay, do you third round, is that a mid-round pick, or do you get into fourth round?
Because third, fourth.
Okay, because Cam Sutton and Deontay Johnson, I'll give you, those are third-round picks, I guess, that have been developed. Other than that, I mean, you go to Antonio Brown, of course, but other than that, who are the mid-round picks right now who are helping out? Antonio Brown's back in the day, I'm saying.
Right.
But right now, the current mid-round picks, like the Steelers are making their way. Cam Hayward, first-round pick. T.J. Watt, first-round pick. Devin Bush, first-round pick, and he's not good. Terrell Edmonds is a first-round pick. Minka Fitzpatrick, first-round pick. You know, who are the guys that are helping? Najee Harris.
What's Anthony McFarland Jr. turned into?
Right.
Yeah.
What is Benny Snell turned into? He's a mid-round pick. Mason Rudolph, mid-round pick. Kendrick Green, third-round pick. Still up in the air on him. You know, there's Marcus Allen, mid-round pick, hanging
around.
Did
you mention Justin Lane?
Justin Lane. Yeah. I mean, all he's famous for is being in the back of that police car.
And there have been some hits, like Javon Hargrave was a hell of a pick. He's getting paid in Philadelphia. But they also have Kyle Dunbar, who is respected league-wide and really in the collegiate game. And then, of course, they got John Mitchell, who's respected. So there's certain positions they've done a much better job of than others. Cornerback, inside linebacker. Lately, they have not been able to find a stopgap.
Like, I'm not knocking them. I don't want to knock them, but, you know, it's much like people say, well, how good do you got to be? You know, Garrett Cole and Jameson Taillon were can't miss. Well, yeah. Well, so were T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward. You know, anybody could have drafted those guys.
And to bring it back around to the assistant coach angle of things, like, you bring in Brian Flores. Okay, I understand he's not solely focused on the linebackers. He's sort of an upper defensive consultant, in a way, to Terrell Austin and Mike Tomlin. But I would count on there being some development by the inside linebackers under Brian Flores. The question comes back around to, if the offensive line is the, and again, I think it's the weakest position group on the team.
Well, you talk about those inside back, like, where's Buddy Johnson and Marcus Allen?
Right.
Those are prime sweet spot guys I'm talking about.
So they got lucky in that Brian Flores was available, but they immediately jump on him and bring him in, right? And granted, his pedigree is way far and above that of just a linebacker's coach. What did they do to alter the trajectory of the offensive line this offseason. They re-signed Chooks. They bring in Mason Cole. I like James Daniels to an extent. And they don't bring in necessarily the front-of-the-line offensive line coach. Like, who did we talk about last year when things were going down? Somebody brought up Marone, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, Alabama has traditionally, outside of the Munchak years, had a better offensive line coach than the Steelers.
Much higher paid, too.
Yes.
Which is a lot of the reason I think they had a better one.
And I think it's, when you're looking at linebackers, they've tried to plug that hole by going out and getting guys who have done it before. I think they're trying to do that on the offensive line. They've done it in the secondary. Levi Wallace, Joe Hayden, getting guys who have done it before. You trade for Minkah Fitzpatrick because I think that they're at least understanding, here's some of our weak spots. Well, they didn't do enough, I don't think, with the offensive line to make that a priority this offseason. Mike Munchak's still out there, and I know he wants to be with his family. You can't find a way to pay him to be a consultant. You can't bring him in to be zoomed in for team meetings. I mean, you could pay that guy to do that. Akershire is paying you $10 million a season. Now fold that into the coaching payroll.
It's just, again, I appreciate that comment from Mike Tomlin. A ton I appreciate that comment, the skill versus talent. But some of this talent now, or skill, needs to be cultivated and manifested and turned into talent at some other positions that's not wide receiver if this team's really going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be. And non-first-round picks.
Yeah, and I do think that, I mean, if you want to kind of cross over with Cowher's regime with Tomlin's, I mean, there's a lot of guys on that defense back in 2003, 2004 that were undrafted, that were mid-round picks, and they made that work. That's just the only foundation I'm sitting on, is that there could be the development of some guys that we haven't really seen do it yet come forth as the season goes on.
All right, answer this, because I think this is the heart of the question. What offensive lineman has gotten better since Munchak hasn't been employed by the Steelers?
Ooh.
I think it's a zero. I mean, yeah. Dan Moore Jr. got better from the beginning of the year to the end of the year.
That was trial by fire, though.
Has Chooks gotten better?
No, and they even admitted when they signed him that they're paying him not for what he's done, but what they think he can do. But he hasn't achieved that yet.
Mm-mm.
You know, they brought Joe Hagan, and you thought, okay, this guy, and then he disappeared. Like, you thought Joe Hagan was going to help them out. Hassenauer's turned into just a guy. LeGlue helped you out in a pinch here and there.
And then it's just a bunch of
Gerald dudes. Hawkins, they were talking about how good that guy could be his first year, and he got hurt. That's fine. But at LSU, they really loved what he could do, and everyone was raving about him. They didn't make anything out of him.
Dotson, you're right, came out on fire, and then has he regressed from his first five games?
A guy that was given an opportunity to be the starter to now losing out to Kendrick Green.
Which would be the only guy I would say that's probably gotten better, Kendrick Green. I really think that he's gotten better just by moving from center to guard. And I think that Saturday, he'll prove that he'll probably be the starter this year.
You know, I think that's a good point, but I don't know how much worse he could have got. Because he was not a good center.
They do.
And he was miscast, though. He was in the wrong position.
But he could have just caved in. I mean, he could have just, you know, packed it up and just been like, all right, whatever.
Well, I don't think he was good.
I think the move gave him a new lease on life, and I think he's trying to take advantage of that, and credit to him for doing that. I think they need to ask themselves what the alignment of this interior O-line is going to look like, because we're already more than halfway through training camp. Your first preseason game is on the horizon. People are saying, Mason Cole, I don't know. Hub Arkish was on with the afternoon show yesterday saying James Daniels' best position might actually be center.
Right,
I mean, you've got to be quick with these offensive line moves in getting the best five-man alignment out there, finding it as quickly as possible so they can develop that chemistry like you talked about, Dorn, that they actually know what they're doing when week one hits.
That's the thing, too, with me, Dorn. People yelled and screamed for the past 10 days about figure out a quarterback. Deontay Johnson needs to get his ass in camp to work with a quarterback for continuity and for working with those guys. Why don't they yell the same thing about putting five offensive linemen together and having them work together?
Yeah, I think that's more of a work in progress. So I think that people have a little bit more cushion to be like, all right, we'll give them some time. But that's why I have faith in the offensive line a little bit more than last year, is that once they do figure out how to work together, you can make it a product. You can. You don't need to just one guy to do it. If you just figure out how to put all five together and do it, I think that you can get something out of it.
If Mike Munchak were here right now, I think the Steelers are a playoff team. And without him, I'm not buying the offensive line until I see it.
There's no question I think they're better. There's no question they're better. At least that's the way I look at it. Andrew Petcash, he joins the intersection of sports and business. That's coming up next here. It is 8:16. That's what time it is. Time to call Shendorovich, Shendorovich and Fishman. Why pay 40% when you can pay 25%? Call 888-98-TWINS. And why don't you hit us on Twitter? We love Twitter. It's great. It's a great way to communicate. And it's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Or visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Let me tell you right now, you want to be out. You want to be about. You want to be doing some great things. QC Kinetics is there for you to help you out. Man, look, there's a bunch of concerts in town, right, over the past next few days and over this season or whatever. Maybe you've been have just debilitating arthritis or this joint pain. And you say, I'm not even doing that fun stuff with my friends, like concerts or playing golf or whatever. QC Kinetics is who you get in touch with. They'll help you out. Have fun again. Live your life again. Go play golf. Go to concerts. Go to games. Walk around. QC Kinetics right here in Western Pennsylvania. It's 2022. Those old ways are out and the new ways are in. Regenerative medicine can restore and repair damaged joint tissues using natural biologics. No drugs, no downtime, no surgery. And again, right here in Western Pennsylvania. Call now. Schedule your free consultation. When I say free, I mean free. 724-201-4230. That's 724-201-4230. QC Kinetics.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Responsibly, easy for me to say. Andrew Petcash, we welcome him in. You can check his work out online. Check him out on Twitter, his newsletter, all of it. He's really good. The intersection of sports and business, and Andrew talks to us now. Andrew, good morning. You know, one thing I didn't know, firm this up for me. Serena Williams, she's retiring, right? And I did know that. But she's a heavy investor in the Dolphins and in UFC. Is that correct?
Well, first off, what's up, Colin?
What's up?
And fellas, always good to be on. But yeah, no, she, 2009, her and Venus, her sister, they bought into the Dolphins. They still own that stake today. It's the valuation on it is almost tripled at this point. And then same with the UFC. She got in, I think, 5 or 6 years ago. And that's almost doubled in valuation as well. As interestingly, as times get more advanced, fighting continues to get more popular, which it's kind of strange in a way, but yeah, I mean, there's even more, like, a karate league just raised more money, and I think Serena invested in that as well. So the fighting scene continues to attract money from other athletes.
Andrew, Roquan Smith, who is the linebacker for the Chicago Bears, he represents himself as his own agent. Do you see that being more of a trend for NFL players as things move forward, them representing themselves and not hiring an agent, not having to pay the 3% of negotiating contracts? Do you see that being a even more trend moving forward?
Is that Dorian?
Yes.
What's up, brother?
What's
good
up?
To have you on the show now.
Thanks.
We're starting to see that already a little bit. I mean, the fees add up, especially the larger these contracts get, the more those fees become. Still, you know, between the 3-5% usually, but obviously way more in millions just because these contracts are bigger. I think it can be risky just because, like, agents, this is, like, their job. It's, they have the connections. They know how to kind of play the whole game. It's a for people that don't know, the whole agency world is not a fun one. And it's very, I don't want to say corrupt, but there's a whole game too. It's very political. We're seeing more players kind of going, hey, screw this system. I'm going to do it by myself. Or there's players, Naomi Osaka in the tennis world. She just decided, hey, I'm just going to start my own agency, and it's going to be like a player's first agency. So I think we're going to see more of that where players are like, hey, let's help each other ourselves. You know, we can still have the power and we can lower those fees a lot, which saves millions of dollars on the back end.
Andrew, what's the effect? How does it help Pitt football and Pitt athletics in general keep up with this Steel City NIL club that they announced on Tuesday, that the players announced?
Yeah, no, it's a big move. They have to do that. I mean, you're seeing it all over the country now. USC is launching one. Texas Tech, they're getting their guys through their collective. $25,000 a year. I mean, they're even doing it for women's and men's basketball as well. So Pitt's definitely ahead of the game in the football space. Basketball, I think they definitely have, at least from the outside perspective, they have some work to do looking at some of the other big players. But, the whole NIL space is getting super interesting. It's kind of playing out how everyone expected, where it is just pay to play now, and these salaries are in place, which I think is good for the players, and it's long overdue. But at the same time, like, we do need some sort of system because there's no, like, salary cap, et cetera. So there's no real, you know, you can just – there's no rules, essentially.
Are you seeing, Andrew, any big-tier programs that are falling behind in the NIL game, big-time football schools?
Yeah, there's definitely like, I would say the ACC in general, the conference, I think, is falling behind the Big Ten, and the SEC, as usual, are kind of leading the way. USC is actually doing really good. I think they're one of the top ones. And then schools kind of falling behind. Like, it's tough. Like, I think we're just seeing an even wider gap taking place now between, like, a MAC school like Akron and an ACC school like Pitt. It's really starting to separate, and we're kind of seeing, like, that semi-pro type model where it's like it's always kind of been that way, but it's even more so now where it's like there's Power Five and then there's the rest of Division I college football.
I know the rules are kind of fast and loose with NIL, but when do you think we'll see the first violation of NIL rules, or will we ever see any?
I think we've already seen hundreds of them, but I don't think anything can really happen until these rules come in place and there's actually a standard structure, and then they can actually enforce rules. But at this point in time, there's been so many rules broken that, like, you'd have to punish basically every school. So if every school is doing it, then in theory, you know, you can't punish anyone because everyone's doing it.
Real quick, Andrew, I wanted to go back to the conferences, and how much more value is there in the Big Ten now getting that, what looks like they're going to get that afternoon spot, Saturday afternoons on CBS, when that's been part of the SEC brand for what feels like our entire lives?
Yeah, it's looking to be a $1 billion deal, which is obviously, it's $350 million per year at the 330 game. So obviously, you know, that's $350 million that CBS is locking in. and ESPN is kind of out of it, which is interesting. And then streaming, I think, is going to play a big piece. I think we're going to even see players like Apple and Amazon try to start to get in this game a little, which are going to make everything even that much more hectic. But I really do hope that the players kind of start to get a piece of this, as like Jim Harbaugh has said, that like their players deserve a piece. If there's a $1 billion contract, you know, the players play a large piece of that puzzle.
Andrew Patcash, Andrew, we thank you. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Thanks, Andrew. That's Andrew Patcash, Fan Hotline, presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for Gasson. Let me tell you about these guys, Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They are there for you, as always. 25% is their fee, as always. Not 40%. A lot of firms out there want to charge 40%. Nope. Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman, 25%. Settle your case, 25%. Go to trial, 25%. The duration of your case, doesn't matter if it goes all the way to the Supreme Court, 25% is their fee. Listen, they have a 99.7% success rate over the past 25 years of practice. That's getting it done. 1-888-98-TWINS. You got it? It's 1-888-98-TWINS. Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They got your back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Not your wallet. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Hour from now, just under an hour from now, I don't know, 56 minutes from now, Charlie Batch joins 9:30. We'll hit him right at 9:30 on the dot. He's going to have a gigantic audience along with Pomp for this preseason game coming up Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Let me ask you this before we get to rooting for, rooting against in about 10 minutes. So Rodolfo Castro, even still this morning, making all the national Good Morning America's, CBS This Morning, whatever the other one is on NBC with today. Al Roker and them. Yeah. Today, yeah, I guess it is today. That's been for a long time. I don't know why I didn't know that. But still today, they did yesterday, Rodolfo Castro's slide, the phone popping out of his pocket. They're still poking fun at that, right? A very serious question I have in a baseball sense, and people in Pittsburgh will love this question, I think, at 412-928-9370. That happens. He's a young guy. It's out there. Then that happens 2 days ago. Last night, yesterday afternoon, you flick on, you see that that the lineup card's tacked on the wall. He's hitting sixth and playing second base. Should he have been allowed to start yesterday? Like, if you, and however innocent that was, and however it was just a mistake, and I believe that it was. There was no malice. He's not trying to tape anybody's signals or whatever. And I am not as old school as a lot of people. I'm not this big stickler. But what lesson does he learn if he's marched right back out there and he's plays second base again? I wrestled with that yesterday. I thought that, you know, this team's going nowhere.
Right.
It doesn't show for me any to learn any responsibility. Okay, I'll liken it to this. I asked my son, and he's 11, a couple weeks ago. You can go ahead and you can feed. We have a paper shredder mm-hmm. for like documents. I said, he loves machines and things. I said, you can go ahead and feed all of that. Well, he kind of knew but didn't know you can't put 50 things in there at once.
Right.
But he kind of did know. He went and he jammed it up something to a high holy hell. Okay?
Yeah.
And he put 50 in there. So I'm there with a screwdriver or whatever. And he said, am I in trouble? And I said, well, you kind of knew, but you kind of didn't. You're not getting your 15 minutes of iPad tonight. You're not. Was it innocent? Kind of, but he should have known better.
Right.
But he had to understand a punishment in order to understand not to do it again.
That's exactly what it is.
So I think Rodolfo Castro shouldn't have started last night.
I don't think that there's a lesson to be learned. And you don't, for professional athletes, if you don't start them, they don't really care for that. Now, I would have fined them and still started them. Like, hey, we're going to take your money out of your pocket. You're still going to play. You're going to play, but I'm going to take some of your money. I think the reason why that I don't think that there's a lesson to be learned because it wasn't malicious and he didn't mean to actually do that. It was an honest mistake. But I would by the team rules go, all right, we're going to take some money out of your
pocket. See, if it's a veteran, you know, missing the bus and showing up to the clubhouse late on the road or something, like a guy who obviously already knows better and has a status within the team, a fine is perfect.
But why is that okay, though? But why? So what message are you sending them? So he can do it, but that guy can't do it?
They both would not have played the next day for me. I remember Clint Hurdle one time because he was honestly 10 seconds late to the clubhouse.
Uh-huh.
And they were going to have a full house that night. And then it ended up getting rained out. He had McCutchen out of the lineup.
Really?
Yes, he did. See, and it was like 2015 or 16 in a big game. And again, the game got rained out.
Right, so they didn't end up having to pay it off.
But McCutchen, and it was all because there was a little like a parking jam down mm-hmm. there. And he was early. There was something else going on. He scratched McCutchen. You can look it up. I forget what it was, and it was a big game.
Right.
Like, it was a big game, and they were playing big games that time.
See, I wouldn't at that point because I'm not with a younger team, with a guy who's still trying to earn his way in the game like Castro, I think the bigger punishment is the playing time. And you know what? No, you're not. I'm sorry. I'm not playing you tonight. In Kutch's case, in that case of being late to the clubhouse, I'd say, you know you're playing, but you're going to pay the heftiest fine I can give you because you were late.
See, I would have to be consistent across the board, and I would sit both of them. Castro would not have started last night for me.
He's under MLB investigation. I mean, whether or not it was malicious, and I don't think it's a big deal, but he is under MLB investigation. And just listening to Derek Shelton's comments from the other night, he wasn't killing the young man, but he wasn't exactly thrilled about it either because I think he knew it was a bad look for the organization. I hadn't thought about it in these terms, Colin, but I'm kind of with you. And Clint Hurdle did bench McCutchen. This one's from 2011. But
is that when it was 20? Wow, it was way back.
He said, it's a manager's decision. It's along the lines that our players clearly understand what's important to me as we create an identity of who we are and what we are.
I think that's important, and I'm not trying to make less of it, but I think 2011 is even more allegorical to this Pirates team because that was a team on the come up.
Established yet.
Right, and he wasn't an MVP yet.
Right.
You know, so that's
but
why.
But he was the talk of the town.
Sure,
he was
absolutely
a big dog.
But you could make an example
a
to
a lot
Kutch
more than
then.
Rodolfo Castro.
Sure, you could make an example, though, to a young Andrew McCutchen then, what, third, fourth year in the league. Hey, you're not playing tonight because you were late to the
clubhouse.
Did
the game get rained out? Did I write that? I seem to think I remembered.
They lost beer to temple. Nothing.
They did?
Yeah.
I thought it got delayed. That's what it was. That night. But yeah, it was, and he sat him right down, and Kutch was like the draw mm-hmm. at that point. I wouldn't have had Castro. I would have had him available off the bench. I would not have started him. He suffered no consequence for even if it was an innocent mistake, we can't have innocent mistakes at this level.
Yeah.
We can't have them.
You're a professional now.
We can't have them.
That's why I think you find them and just let them play, but that's just me.
I think
him sitting down is just like, all right, whatever. I'll be back in the lineup tomorrow.
But what would frustrate you more as a young guy trying to make your way in the league? A financial hit to the pocketbook, or what could be a hit to your ability to prove that you belong at the major league level? Like, no, you're not playing today.
Probably hit to my wallet,
yeah.
Because, you know, then that's the talk of the locker room. It's like, you know, you're kind of getting made fun of. It's like, you didn't get paid today, but you had to play. Look at you, dummy.
Okay.
You had the phone in your pocket.
Yeah.
You know what else would have forced me to never have the phone in my pocket again? If all my boys, wherever I'm from, whether it's Kansas, whether it's Venezuela, whether it's Dominican, whether it's California, would have thought I'm a big leaguer and they're going to turn on TV and see me and my ass is sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
That's some motivation there. And again, it's universal, and it is a universal international language. Your boys wanting to see you play.
I've had that situation.
Low-key, what I've noticed like 16,000 times upon watching this every time it's been played is the disgust on Mike Ribello's face.
Yes. Yeah.
When Castro tries handing him the phone, and he just looks at him like, I'm not taking it. Fine, give it to me. Like, there's a disgust level with Castro after that happens. And you're right, Colin, that needs to be reinforced somehow.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had him in. It's a great debate to have. It really is. All right, rooting for, rooting against in just a couple minutes, and that's brought to you by QC.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Kinetics. Whatever happened to that high round pick that got in a rundown between first and home? Will, what's the guy's name?
Craig.
Will Craig. Oh. Is he out of baseball?
He's over in Korea or Japan now, I think.
Will Craig. What another, that moment was something. Man, I felt kind of bad for that guy. Will Craig. Man, he was like a great college player, too. Will Craig.
Wake Forest?
Yeah. Was an SEC, or excuse me, an ACC school. Was it Wake? Was it Wake or was it... Yeah.
It'd kind of be like you doing a show without a microphone, though. I mean, you really should not get in a rundown where he got in a rundown.
Yeah, Will Craig. Oh, that was, man, that was something. Yeah, he was. Wake Forest. He was really good. But anyhow, let's get to rooting for, rooting against, brought to you by QC Kinetics. So, what you rooting for? Crowley, what are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for a Rodolfo Castro endorsement deal with some sort of cell phone company. Maybe the Pirates, maybe Major League Baseball takes some money out of his pocket. Maybe he winds up getting sat down at some point and his livelihood takes a hit. Get a nice little phone endorsement, though. That's what I'm rooting for Rodolfo Castro.
I think you're going about this the wrong way. What about a zipper company?
Oh, a fanny pack.
Yes, something like that. Something that secures his cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Dorn, what are you rooting for?
There's this lady out there. Well, there's this young lady who posted this video of her buying her mom a car. And I was watching it last night. And she was able to buy her mom a car because she uploaded her mom's feet pics on feetfinder.com. So her mom made a bunch of money and didn't know it. Didn't know her daughter did this off of her feet. And she got a new Lexus, I think, or something. It was an expensive car. So I'm rooting for people going out there and making money legally any way you could possibly do it. And I think I'm going to upload my picture.
I was going to say, just jump on board. You're looking you've looked for every excuse over the last couple of months to get in on this thing.
Yep, just do it.
So there you go. All right, what are you rooting for?
I keep rooting for him. I've mentioned him multiple times this spring and summer. The video was shared a lot yesterday afternoon, last night on social media. Big Dan Vogelback. I know, muck the Fets. I get it. I'm with you. If you're of a certain age, you hate the Mets and don't want to see the Mets do well. But Big Dan Vogelback, I want to see do well. He changed his walk-up song to Milkshake by Khalees, which is just hilarious. The guy's got a great sense of humor. He was always real quiet while he was here, but I love the big guy. I miss him.
There you go.
So I'm rooting for Big Dan Vogelback.
I'm rooting for a couple more pool days. Now, it has switched into August. You know that the good pool days are dwindling. It's going to be done before you know it. That it's going to be buying salt from the hardware store to throw out on your driveway soon. Just give me, give me 5 to 6 more good pool days. Well, today will be one of them, I think. I'm going to get out to the pool today, but, man, the reality's hit. There aren't many more left. What are we rooting against? Crowley?
I'm rooting against not having supply for my demand. I showed up at Taco Bell yesterday. I wanted the damn Mexican pizza, and they ran out of Mexican pizzas. I don't care where you got to put them. I don't care if you got to put them at the Wendy's next door. You better have friggin' Mexican pizza if it's a big deal. You got them. Didn't have them. I was terribly disappointed. So I'm rooting against them not having supply for my demand.
Ooh. Huh. Interesting. What do you got, Dorn? What are you rooting against?
I'm rooting against Jacob Trouba being named captain for the Rangers. And not just him, but people enabling people who shouldn't be enabled. And we talked about this earlier with Deshaun Watson and that whole situation, and Cleveland Browns fans probably enabling and cheering and supporting Deshaun Watson. I'm rooting against people like that. I'm really rooting against enablers enabling people who shouldn't be enabled.
Okay. Enabling. Rooting against. I'm rooting against traffic and parking woes, which are going to be massive for the next 4 days down on the north side. Why? Well, Billy Joel at PNC Park tonight. Oh, why? Motley Crue in that concert we've been giving tickets away to all week. That's tomorrow. Saturday, Steelers preseason game. Sunday, Metallica, Greta Van Fleet, also at PNC Park. Good luck finding a parking spot on the north side this weekend.
Yeah, not good. If you got an insider like Big Chris, might be time to dial him up because you're going to need him. All right, I'm rooting against. You know what I'm rooting against? Dan Campbell hype train because he says some crazy things on that show, whatever the hell it's called.
Hard Knocks.
Yeah, what's it called?
Hard Knocks.
Yeah, all of you said it. Hard Knocks. guy's a 3-13 coach in one season that says a bunch of kneecap, crazy, wild things. No, 3-13-1, I think it was. We remember the one, right?
Yeah.
No. Slow down the hype train. He's a glorified gym teacher that says a bunch of wild things and is a hype machine. So the Lions are going to be the Lions. I get that Goff is better than quarterbacks. Not really. They had Stafford. They're the Lions. It's a fun story. It's a cool story. He's not going to turn the Lions around. Stop the nonsense. He's fun to watch, but he's not turning the Lions around. That's rooting for, rooting against. There you go. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Top of the hour. I've noticed something with the atmosphere around the Pittsburgh Steelers. We talk about that and also talk to Charlie Batch coming up at 9:30. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle, great service too, you'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. Partly cloudy, high about 80 today.
That's the weather.
Sure is. QC Kinetics there for you all the time, right? And listen, you need it. You're tired of missing out. It's not the fear of missing out. It's that you're actually missing out on things because of debilitating stuff. Stop.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.